Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Dirt Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, December 4th. In the news this morning, overnight ABOT prices were March corn down a quarter of a cent, March wheat down 3 cents, and January beans up 3¾ cents. Currently, we've got the dollar down 44 ticks, just trading under 96 cents, lowest level we've been at in a little bit here. Crude oil up 26 a barrel. Looks like the Dow Jones is going to open up about 100 points lower. Bonds are very strong. They're up a full basis point, as some people think the country is showing signs of maybe heading into a recession, I guess. If that's true, I don't know what the stock market's doing up this high, but that's the talk. As far as the grains go, we rallied the beans 5 cents in the last 15 minutes. I'm not sure what got into the beans, whether China or the funds stepped up and bought some in here. We haven't seen any evidence whatsoever that the Chinese have started to buy significant amounts of agricultural products. Now, maybe the last 15 minutes in here was the start of something. It's hard to know, but we haven't seen any export sales announcements yesterday or today. We haven't seen any movement by the Chinese government to lift tariffs out here. So, you know, I don't know how the market's going to take all of this. I thought yesterday that we tried to go down and fill the gap, which we did overnight. We tried to fill it anyway, got down to 899.5, and then we had this mysterious buying late in the overnight session. Maybe that is Chinese buying. You know, I don't think they wanted to buy a rally and come out smoking from the beginning, but maybe this is the start of it. Let's hope so anyway. You know, U.S. wheat looks a little bit more competitive around the world. Looks like we might be getting some of the Iraqi business. If we can get some of the Egyptian business as well, that would certainly be helpful to the market. Corn just kind of drifting around. We really need to see March corn close over 391 to really expect any kind of a significant rally in here. So it's really a mixed barrel. We've got the funds still short 30,000 contracts of beans, probably short 20 wheat, short about 70,000 contracts of oil. I would think the oil market's going to stay pretty firm in here. So it's again, it's really kind of a mixed bag whether or not you believe the Chinese are going to be buying or not. We've seen South American hedging on the rallies, and I think the American farmers ought to look for an opportunity on higher prices to get something sold as well. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.